New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's good to be here, ready to go for another week. Good morning, Stephen. How's your day?
Yeah, good, good. It's been a massive weekend for sports fans across the Hunter.
Oof.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously both Knights teams won, which is very exciting. I think, Jess, you were there to see both them.
Yes.
Winning on winning.
Winning on winning on winning. Plus, of course, the Aussies retain the Ashes overnight, which is exciting as well. And the cricket, of course. Plus, cherry on top. The mighty Cardiff Hawks victorious on the weekend. Come on now.
I mean, that's the one that most people are talking about.
Now, wait for it. Yours truly, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Kicked his first goal of the season.
Absolutely fantastic.
You should have seen it. I was selling candy. ran around probably about 6 or 7. Banana from about 65 out, probably.
Beautiful.
I got a free one inside the goal square, but hey, they say how many.
No, exactly. Every goal counts the same, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, I've gone first. I don't know how anyone else's weekend's going to top mine. But
I don't even know if that's possible.
How was your weekend, Jess?
I don't know if I can top that.
Yeah, you can't. It's not possible.
No.
I mean, did you score a goal with the Cardiff Hawks?
I certainly didn't, so.
I think that's the pinnacle of all achievements ever. Absolutely number one.
Yeah, Creamer, are you going to try and top that? Or
Not even a chance.
I should probably give my parents a mention as well. They've been in the Hunter this weekend. Yeah. Nice to see them as well.
It was good to meet them, actually. Your dad's funny. He's a funny guy.
Oh,
loves a beer.
Yeah, he enjoys a beer. Yeah, he enjoys having a bit of a yarn.
A bit of a chit-chat. I see where your style of humour comes from. It was fascinating.
I was a little bit worried that they'd provide you a bit too much ammunition for the show, but they were pretty tame, really.
Yeah, they were
didn't
pretty...
really embarrass me at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. And thanks to them for dinner as well.
Oh, yeah, they treated us, didn't they?
Absolutely lovely. But, of course, more of that chat throughout the show if you're wanting to know about Stephen's parents because, you know, I was taking notes.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, interesting.
As is my job. As you wake up with the Novos, of course, we'll do a bit of a news chat next here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, of course, got to cover what is only the biggest story right across the Hunter. Knights double, both the men and the women successful at McDowell Jones Stadium on the weekend.
Yes, 2 from 2, so good. The Knights NRLW side kicked it off on Saturday afternoon. A really good win, 32-16 against the Dragons for their season opener, which is awesome. The girls played really, really well. It was quite a bit of carnage in the first half. Two of the players, Layshon Albert-Jones and Reema Butler, ended up headbutting each other, like literally. And Layshon ended up staying off. She had a Category 1 concussion. Both of them got tested for HIA. Reema ended up coming back on. Taylor Prettibon, she ended up with a dislocated finger in the first half, so she was off as well, but it certainly didn't stop the girls. They managed to get it done, showed that same sort of grit and determination that they had and showed everyone last season that ended up winning them the premiership. So they got it off to a really good start, and then, of course, the boys backed it up in the game afterwards against the Storm, winning 26-18, which I'm sure felt really good considering, I can't remember who it was, but was it one of the Storm players who made that comment that was picked up by a microphone in a press conference? It was like, how did the Knights not win that?
Yeah, lose to Penrith.
That's right.
Yeah, that was during the Origin rounds.
Yeah.
I can't remember which player it was, but I do remember hearing that. Was Harry Grant or something? I remember hearing something
like that.
It
was one of them, yeah. But anyway, haha, we beat you.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's the official comment from the UFM newsroom.
That's our official statement.
Ha ha, we beat you. Switching gears a little bit, two Newcastle councillors are calling for the Newcastle Ocean Baths to be heritage listed. Now, a quick question before we get into it. Will these also then be privatised and sold off?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because there'll be swimming pools then.
Probably. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. Just as an aside, because I know this is important, but I don't think all our pools should be sold off.
No, that shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. I think most of Newcastle probably agrees with you, Creeper.
Yeah, the old sneak happened there.
Yeah.
That's not official terms. That's just what I say.
We're good with the official terms this morning.
Yeah.
But this story today, there's a Newcastle Council meeting tomorrow night. Two of the councillors, John Church and John McKenzie, they are putting forward a notice of motion to call for the Newcastle Ocean Baths to be state heritage listed. As we know, there's a big refurbishment going on down there. Community consultation is out at the moment for the second stage, which will include upgrades to the facade and the kiosk and the change room facilities. So they want to see if they can get the heritage listing pushed through before that starts, because obviously, you know, that could potentially be a part of the heritage listing side of things before it gets damaged or changed or anything like that. Apparently, Heritage New South Wales did a preliminary assessment, and they found in that assessment that the state heritage listing may be a possibility for the baths. So
okay, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Okay, so some actual merit to this claim. It might actually happen.
Maybe.
All right. Okay.
Well, I'm sure we'll keep across that.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter escape.
That Creeper, I can see it.
Yeah.
You're dreaming of a winter getaway. Oh, I can see it on your face.
I am, actually. I've been dreaming about it for a while, and then I was thinking, Jesus, if only there was an easy way to book it. And you just jump on there, Stay Port Stephens.
That's it. Well, we are giving you a chance to win, a little winter getaway on us. This is your last week to get yourself involved. So, like Creeper alluded to, you can head to newfm.com.au, of course. You can book at stayportstephens.com.au. Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. But, yeah, this is a nice, like, Hampton Beach-style house you can stay at with you and up to seven other people, wow. So eight people total. Very flashy.
Yeah, and, you know, you'll be the star of the show because everyone will be, like, clamouring to try and get on board and get involved.
Oh, that's it. You got to make sure your car gets washed and, you know, all those odd bits and bobs. The lawn gets mowed. You got to make sure you use up all those points to, you know, get your friends over to this, lovely Hampton-style beach house.
That's it. So, of course, head to newfm.com.au, register now, try and win it for free.
And, of course, just to reiterate, newfm.com.au on the win tab as well on the website.
Click on that, yeah. And once you've clicked on that, there's a picture of a house.
Yes.
It says Stay Port Stephens win thing or whatever. Click on that and then you're on.
Register your details. Done. We'll give away a little holiday again this week.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So, make sure you get on it nice and quick. Quick as possible.
As quick as you can.
Waking up with the Novos here at New FM. And a lot happened over the weekend, of course. The Knights had a big win.
Woo!
Which was fantastic. And also, Shark Week kicked off on Discovery Channel.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, so it starts every year they have it, right? It's all shark documentaries. This year, one of the big highlights is a program in and amongst it called Cocaine Sharks.
This is like Cocaine Bear?
Well, no, this is different. So apparently, this is a bit of an issue over in Florida where smugglers are being chased down by a Coast Guard, right, where they're bringing it over from South America on boats usually. And what they're doing is, say that the Coast Guard's chasing them, they'll throw all their bales of cocaine over the side.
Try and flush it quickly.
Yeah, into the water, into the ocean. And apparently, the sharks are getting into them and chomping down and eating the big bundles of cocaine, and it's making them act erratically.
Wow.
I mean, it feels like the next Snakes on a Plane type movie, doesn't it?
Legit, yeah.
But apparently it's a big problem, and it's making the sharks act all crazy and weird.
So it actually is making them act erratically, like they do feel the effects of cocaine?
Well, this is what we're sort of waiting for this big documentary to drop.
Right, okay.
It's got all the information on it. But, yeah, this is the big draw card of Shark Week for 2023.
Wow.
Personally, I'm very excited about the whole situation.
Yeah, that's hooked me. I do want to see how it affects sharks in comparison to how it affects humans. And my question is, I wonder what appeals to a shark about, like, just that, because, you know, they say, like, when sharks attack humans, you kind of look like a seal or something like that, you know, you look like prey, but surely just like a big bag floating down to the bottom doesn't really look appealing.
I don't know, I've never really seen what those bags would look like,
so I don't
really know what it would look like, but must look like some sort of
prey.
You know, when you go to like a say, like, the Woolies counter, like, at the seafood counter, mm-hmm. and you see, like, the squid tubes, maybe yeah. it looks like a giant squid tube.
Plausible.
That hasn't been sliced up.
Yeah, plausible, maybe.
So maybe go, oh, maybe some, like, you know, like a Woolies and Mayfield's dropped a couple of big squid tubes in the water.
That's the thought process they have, you reckon?
Yeah. And then, like, it's all been processed already for it. Don't even have to eat all the annoying tentacles. It's just right there. Yum, yum, yum. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Way it goes.
So Shark Week's officially started? So yeah, we can get this doco soon?
Very soon.
Right, okay.
They're pinning it as the pinnacle documentary of Shark Week. So they'll probably do it at the back end.
You'd
like,
imagine.
This is like Friday or something like that.
Oh, I'm very excited to see that.
Plenty to look forward to.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, Crevo, let's cure your Monday blues, I suppose. Maybe, you know, you're getting back into work and you're thinking, oh, geez, it's going to be a long week. Let's make it that little bit shorter with some free stuff, of course. You can compete nice. For said free stuff in our game 3 of a Kind. We play this every morning, same time, same place. Basically, what you got to do is find the theme between 3 items, and if you can do that quicker than your opponent, you walk away with a truckload of prizes.
Yeah, that's right. We're absolutely loaded up with them this morning. First one you get, straight up, you're going to get yourself a new FM Christmas pudding from Pudding Lane worth $92.
Wow.
Plus a bottle of wine as well.
Of course, perfect for your Christmas in July celebrations.
That's
coming
why
up.
You'd have that. Absolutely. And you're in the draw as well for a car pass, the Head and Greeter drive-in, up to 8 people in one car. Put them in the boot, whatever.
And to add to that as well, I mean, Barbie and Oppenheimer both out. 2 of the biggest movies of the year. You can go and take the whole family to see that. Would be lovely. So 4967 4905, of course, the number you need to call to play 3 of a Kind. Crevo, I'll give you a quick example, of course.
Yeah, so if you've never played this, this is what had happened. Stephen would go like this.
So if I was to say to you, snakes, redskins, strawberry clouds.
Crevo.
Go on.
Lollies.
Types of lollies. It's really that simple. We make it nice and easy for your bright early start to the morning.
That's right.
4967 4905. We need 2 contestants on the air to play 3 of a Kind. You can be walking away with not only, you know, enough to feed the family,
yeah.
but the entertainment to go with as well.
Food and entertainment. We've got it all here at New FM. 4967 4105. Give us a call to get yourself on the air next and win yourself some prizes. New FM.
And Crevo, over the weekend, I've witnessed what can only be described as a food crime.
Uh-oh.
Criminal combination of flavours, but looks like I'm on an island by myself because it's become super popular over TikTok. Those bloody influencers, they've done it again.
Ugh. All right, we'll chat more about that up next. Now, though...
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, of course, all week we have your Christmas in July celebrations sorted.
Mm-mm.
You're playing for the chance to win a Christmas pudding from Pudding Lane, plus a bottle of wine, total value of over $100.
Oh, how good's that?
With our staple, our morning ritual, 3 of a Kind. So basically what we do here, we get 2 Novocastrians on the line in a battle of wit, speed and intelligence to see who comes out on top.
All you got to do is figure out what is the theme, between 3 things that we give you. And your name is your buzzer. So you buzz in with your name. 1st to 2, best to 3. That's how the scoring works.
Now, like I said, of course, playing for your Christmas in July festivities today, plus, of course, everyone on the air goes in the draw for a car pass, the Hengreta drive-ins, which will be very exciting as well, entertainment and a meal.
Lovely.
That could be what you're winning. Let's meet the 2 Novocastrians battling for said prizes this morning. We'll first head to Chisholm, where we've got our runner-up from last week, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, young guys.
Very well, mate. How was your weekend?
Oh, yeah, nice and quiet, like how I like it.
Yeah, very good. Now, have you been practicing over the weekend, saying your name quicker, like Bobby?
Oh, yeah, all weekend.
Yeah,
all weekend.
Good man. All right, well, up against Bobby this morning, we've got Glenn in Aberglasen. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, mate.
How are you feeling this morning? Pumped, ready to go?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, that's what we love to hear. Perfect. All right. Well, before we crack into this game, let's first test the technology, which is, of course, your buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. Bobby, let's test yours first.
Bobby.
Yeah, nice and quick. Glenn?
Glenn.
Yep, easy. We know how it's working. Let's get into it. Best of luck, gentlemen. 1st to 2, best out of 3. Your first one is PlayStation, Xbox, Wii.
Bobby.
Oh, who was there?
I think it was Bobby was in quicker.
All right, Bobby.
Game stations, like just gaming consoles.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take that. Well done. So one on the board to Bobby. All right, that's a bit of scoreboard pressure on you, Glenn. Best of luck. Your next one
very
is...
very tight there.
Birdie, bogey, par.
Bobby.
Bobby, quicker again.
They're golf strokes.
Yeah, golf scores. Yeah, absolutely correct. Well done, Bobby. You needed the weekend to practice, but you've come out victorious. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Now, Glenn, as our runner-up, can we get you back tomorrow for another shot?
Yeah,
all right, fair enough, fantastic, easy as that.
That'll cure your Monday blues, won't it?
Oh, how could it not? New FM.
Now, Crevo, over the weekend, I mentioned it before, I've witnessed a food crime all over my TikTok feed, all over the socials. Basically, what people have done, the bloody influencers, they've done it again.
Oh, no.
And they've created a Parmesan Espresso Martini.
Wait, with cheese?
Yeah, pretty self-explanatory. Parmesan cheese on top of an espresso martini.
One word for you.
Disgusting.
Disgusting indeed. That's my thought as well, but it seems to be going viral at the moment. Lots of people trying it and defending this drink as well, which I think is foul. Now, a couple of websites have chimed in and, you know, talked about the science behind it, of course. So one said
science. Has said, who needs it?
Salty and savoury notes of the cheese provide an unexpected depth of flavour that complements the bitterness of the coffee and the sweetness of the liqueur. It's, if you like sweet and salty flavour combos, this drink is for you. Another said, and this is a bit of flashy term in here, it is a quintessential example of umami from the cheese balancing the bitterness of coffee.
Umami even?
Yeah, is that what I not said?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so it's the cheese is making it, getting rid of the bitterness, is it?
Yeah.
That's what science is telling you, is it?
Yeah, supposedly making it a richer flavour, a bit more depth to said flavour as
well.
What
does science even know? Next thing you'll be telling me COVID's real as well.
Oh, go on now. Well, let's not get political, but this is obviously criminal. Like, a criminal combination. Now, I don't I really like cheese at the best of times.
Yeah.
I don't really like coffee. So I can't imagine...
None of this is for you.
I can't imagine any of this appealing to me.
See, I love both, and I still reckon it absolutely stinks. I think it's the worst idea I've ever heard.
So you're not rushing to go try it out?
I love an espresso martini. I love Parmesan, even to the point where if I've got a block that I've put it on a little bit of pasta the night before, grated it up, if there's a bit extra, I'll just cut that off as a little snack. That's how much I like it, and I still reckon this is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Well, they tried to justify it as well, being like, oh, if you like tiramisu, that's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. Not at all. It's like,
totally different.
If you like cream cheese on your bagel with coffee in the morning, that's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Also not the same thing.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm not rushing to try this one. Sounds like you're not either, but the internet loving it at the moment. So maybe if you've got like a cocktail night coming up or something like that, a bit of a party, and you want to try something different.
This is an opportunity to... really annoy your friends by ruining two delicious things.
Disgusting.
Is all I've got to say. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And over $500. That's right, $550 up for grabs with Trivia Check just after 7 o'clock. Make sure you're there. It's just one question you have to answer. One trivia question. You get that right? 550 straight in your skyrocket.
Yeah, that'd cure your Monday blues for sure. Like you said, Cremo, that's up after 7. Next, though, we're going to discuss what is the perfect time, the ultimate time, to sit down and have your evening meal. My folks have been over here from West, of course, enjoying the weekend in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And with them being here, we've been having dinner earlier and earlier. I want to know, what's the ultimate time? What's the right time to have your dinner meal?
Okay, that discussion in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos here on New FM.
And Crevo, my folks have been over in Newcastle for the weekend, of course, visiting from Perth.
That's so nice.
So I've been playing tour guide once again. I feel very loved. I've had lots of family and friends over in the last month or so. So yeah, played tour guide once again for Mum and Dad. But with them being here, we've been having dinner earlier and earlier. In the Jones household growing up, always an early dinner family.
Like, how early are we talking?
Well, last night we went to the Amstown Bowls Club, of course, the ABC for dinner. So my local, right near my house, the Merriweather Share House, of course. We went there, we had a look at the menu, had a couple drinks. Then we ordered dinner, Crevo, at 20 past five.
Oh.
20 past five, we ordered dinner.
One word for you.
Disgusting.
You reckon?
That's so, it's such ridiculous.
Not that bad.
There's still kids playing basketball in the street.
Yeah, well, we probably got our meal at, yeah, I'd say 5:45. So then we're eating then. Dinner all wrapped up and drinks finished 6:30. In home bed by 7. Lovely.
Nah. That is ridiculous. Just order your dinner at 5:20. I'm surprised the kitchen is still is open yet.
Yeah, well, admittedly, yeah, they probably still think it's a lunch rush, don't they? They're like, oh, geez, drag it out.
Late lunch for this family. Oh, well, we'll do what we do.
Now, admittedly, 20 past five is probably a little bit early for me.
Oh.
But I reckon, like, 6 o'clock, 6:30 is that absolute sweet spot. I think, no. Like, I love an early dinner.
No. Your body's not ready for it.
Like, so what time typically will you have dinner?
I like the European style, you know.
What's that mean?
8, 9 o'clock.
Not 9 o'clock.
Honestly, this is not even a joke. If I go visit my parents on the weekend, I cook up something long-winded, you know, that takes ages, slow cooking in the oven, bubbling away, and not even joking, sometimes we'll eat at 10 o'clock.
No.
True. Absolute truth.
Wow, that's one extreme to the other.
9:30
really,
is not unusual. I reckon half the dinners I had growing up would have been 9:30 or later, especially in summer.
That's crazy. So what, do you eat and then go straight to bed?
No. You have a couple of drinks afterwards. You know, obviously not too many before I was 10, but you're relaxing. It's just part. It's a European style, I think.
Okay, follow up question.
Mm.
What time are you then having lunch? Because surely you get hungry before 9 o'clock. You say you have lunch at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, yeah.
Surely you're starving by 9:30.
No, but then that's when you have the cocktail hour from, like, 6 o'clock. You have, like, some little drinks, maybe a few snacks and that sort of thing.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a much better way of doing it. Are these people all having dinner at 5, 6 o'clock? It's like, what are you, kids?
Well, that's why I get hungry at 5, 6 o'clock because I've had lunch at, you know, well, I have lunch pretty early now that we finish the show pretty early.
No.
I've got to eat then.
No. I just think you're eating too early and it's absurd.
All right, well, let the people of Newcastle settle this. Give us a call, 4967-405. What do you think's like the optimal time to have dinner? Are you an early eater or are you a late diner? Let us know.
Late all the way. Late is great. That's what they always say. That's what everyone says. Late is great. Have you never heard that?
I've never heard that. Of course, help us sell it, though. 4967-4105. And, of course, for your contribution to the show today, you can get yourself a car pass to the Head and Greeter Drive-Ins. Oh. I'd say that quickly 10 times.
Yeah.
So that's for up to 8 people to go, obviously, watch the flicks. So Barbie's out at the moment. Oppenheimer's out at the moment.
A new Mission Impossible film.
Any of those tickle your fancy, 4967-4105. Get yourself to the drive-ins. And, of course, let us know. Do you prefer an early or a late dinner here on New FM?
Late is great. And we're talking about early versus late dinner. Because I think the European style of a late dinner, maybe even a little nap in the day, and then, you know, you have your cocktail hour, a couple of drinks, a few snacks, is the way better way. I don't mind having dinner 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, this comes after my folks are in Newcastle, of course, from Perth for the weekend. And yesterday we went to the Amsterdam Bowls Club, and it's enraged Crevo to learn that we ordered dinner at 20 past five yesterday evening.
All I can say is,
you are wrong.
Yeah, so Crevo obviously not happy with our ordering habits, but in the Jones household growing up, dinner at 5:30 was not out of the question. Like, it was quite a common occurrence.
I can't believe it. It blows my mind.
We're having dinner 5 hours prior to than you were.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. But my dad always worked early growing up. You know, he wanted to sit down and watch a bit of telly after dinner and relax before he went to bed. I don't think it's unreasonable.
No, I think it's
And now that I work early as well, I see the merit in it.
Nah, absolutely wrong.
Oh, well, anyway. We're letting the people of Newcastle decide, of course, on 4967-4105. Best callers today in the draw to get a car pass. The Hengreta Drive-Ins as well, which is just a bit of cherry on top. Let's let Newcastle decide. We'll head to Rutherford first. Mark on the line. Hey, Mark.
Morning.
Now, tell us, mate, what do you think? Early or late dinner? What's the optimum time?
Early. I have kids, and they have
school
the next day.
Yeah, that's
dinner, fast bet.
Yeah, bath bed. Right.
That's it. You got to get them. Got to get them to bed early so that they, you know, their minds are ready to absorb information the next day at school. Mark's onto something there. He's a smart parent.
I don't know. I absorbed a few things along the way.
I'm not saying anything about your parents.
It sounds like you are. You're making full judgment.
No, that's you say it best.
Look at you pulling at your collar awkwardly. To Rankin Park next. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, never better. It's a Monday, ready to crack into a new week. But let's get into your opinions on this. What are your thoughts?
Late dinner.
Yeah, thank you. Bit of common sense. It's just more relaxing and stylish, isn't it?
It is.
Do you have to have, though, Amanda, like another meal throughout the day between lunch and between dinner? Because that's such a long time.
Oh, it depends what shift you work in healthcare, what time you get dinner, but most of the time it's late.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? It's a little. You say, oh, you've got to have another meal. That's an opportunity to lay out a little charcuterie board or something like that. Lovely
stuff. Yeah, cheese platter.
Yeah, cheese platter. How good are cheese platters, by the way? Beautiful. Just quietly. As good as it gets.
The cheese platter is a convincing argument. I do enjoy a nice cheese platter. A
little prosciutto, maybe an olive or two.
Yeah, but we normally have our cheese platter pre-5 o'clock.
What even is that's lunch, my
afternoon
friend.
Afternoon tea.
No.
All right, let's settle this once and for all. We're one apiece, so we head to Maitland for the deciding vote, which sits with Ellen. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Now tell us, help us settle this debate once and for all. Early or late dinner, what do you think?
Definitely early.
Come on now, how good's that? Oh, well, Steve, what are your thoughts? Why are you saying that?
Because my partner knew as soon as we started dating, you don't put dinner on the table by 6 p.m. You are going to get a hangry woman that you do not want to deal with.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair enough. Happy wife, yeah. Happy life. That's what they say. Yeah.
Exactly. And snacks do not cut it. You need to have a full-blown meal in your belly by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, you're in his ear. Yep. Like,
stuff. Leave Ellen alone. Yeah, she just wants a full belly.
They don't get what they want at the end of the night. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
I hear what you're saying.
I hear as well. Well, there you
Stephen,
go.
Stephen, you're the winner for today.
Early dinners take it out. Victorious, of course. Bit of common sense around Newcastle, which is nice to see.
Oh, I'm absolutely fuming.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, get yourself psyched up here because we've got $550 up for grabs.
Come on now.
$550. You heard correctly. All you got to do is answer one question correctly.
That's it. One question between you and, like you said, $550 in your back pocket. That'll, I guess, repair some of the damage from the weekend, if you will.
Oh, no doubt. Because, look, it gets so expensive on the weekends. Everyone wants to do something. The kids want to go somewhere, spending all your cash. No worries. We got you covered.
Yeah, that's it. All you got to do, give us a call, 4967-4105. If you want to get your mitts on this cash, more than $550, you think you can answer one question correctly. We'll find out if we can give a Nova Castrian that money on the other side of this.
And up next, we're talking, you know, Disney on Ice is in town at the moment.
Oh, okay, yep.
A lot of kids, you know, going to see it over the weekend. Some of the prices for their merch, unbelievable. We'll get into those up next.
All right, now, though, it's time to do this one.
That it is.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, still a couple of lines open, 4967-4105, if you want to play Trivia Check.
Now, if you did a bit of damage over the weekend, perhaps you're at the Mayfield Hot Shots like we were, and instead of, you know, you're trying to throw some tens up there, accidentally $100 or something, like, I've spent too much money.
Not my hundreds.
This is your chance to try and, I guess, recover that money. $550 up for grabs with Trivia Check this morning. One question between you and that cash moolah.
Yeah, if you haven't heard it before, you just answer one trivia question. You get that right, we give you $550. 4967 4105 is the number to call if you want to win it.
Yeah, it's really that simple. We do it same time, same place every morning. And of course, the beauty of it is someone's got to win eventually. So even if it doesn't go off today, jackpot's tomorrow and again until eventually we give away this money. Trying to stop the jackpot train, though, I guess, and take $5.50 for herself is Amanda in Rutherford this morning. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
That sounds like you had a nice weekend.
Yeah, nice crazy one.
Oh, that's excellent. What we like to hear.
Well, we're up and about for a Monday.
Yeah, that's
it.
Now, $5.50 up for grabs this morning. One question between you and that money. Do you feel ready? Do you feel prepared?
I'm ready.
All right, well, let's get into it. You've got a five-second timer as well, of course. Don't let that rattle you. Best of luck. Your question this morning is, Amanda, in terms of lighting, what does LED stand for?
Light-emitting diode.
Is that correct? Light emitting diode?
Crevo. That was the answer we're looking for. $5.50 for you this morning, Amanda. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
How good's that? Oh, she's beside herself. Have you got any plans for $5.50?
Oh, many, many plans.
Amanda, are you needing the money at the moment?
Oh, that will help so much towards so many bills.
Life's real expensive at the moment, hey?
It is.
Oh, well, $550 is all yours, and it was that easy, right?
Oh, that was I couldn't have asked for an easier question.
Oh, well, there you go. We like to make it nice and easy for your Monday. Kill your Monday blues, of course. And if you want to get involved with this cash, same time, same place tomorrow. Back to $2.50 for your Tuesday,
right.
If you
still
don't mind.
A nice chunk of change. New FM. And Disney on Ice was in Newcastle over the weekend.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Indeed. A lot of people were, you know, in and about. In fact, some customers came into the shop. One of the little kids had, like, the Elsa costume on. She was loving it.
Yeah.
And then there was this other bloke who came in, and he was just by himself. And I was like, oh, you know, you're new to town. What's your situation? He goes, oh, we're down from, like, Tamworth or something to see Disney on Ice.
Really? It's got that much of a draw.
Well, the grandkids went, he goes, you wouldn't catch me watching that,
though. Ah, right.
Just sort of this 70-year-old bloke, you know, just filling time in between.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people went, though. But some of the, I guess, comments is that the cost of the merchandise and other things to buy there were out of control.
Right, okay. So what are we talking? Have you got a couple of examples?
Yeah, so there's this story about, and I don't know if it's specifically the Newcastle show, but I'm guessing, and this is just a guess, that the price of all this stuff is be the same everywhere. Because Disney, let's face it, they know how to make a dollar.
It'd be the same probably at least right around the country would be my guess. Obviously different for different countries.
Yeah.
But I would guess within Australia it'd be the same.
Likely. So there's a bubble wand you could buy for $55.
No.
Just like a little bubble maker on a wand.
Wow.
They did have a deal, though. Two wands for $100. If you got two kids.
Wow.
That's more than even the, like, cheaper tickets.
Now, let's be realistic here. What do you think the life expectancy is on one of these bubble wands? 2 weeks.
Maybe. If you're lucky. And if they don't break it, they'll get bored of it. Because let's face it, it's just bubbles.
$100 for two kids. That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, they had a Tinkerbell plush toy.
Mm-hmm.
$50.
Wow, you want it to be massive, wouldn't it?
No, it's just a regular size. I mean, I feel like it's $15 at Kmart even. Probably still Disney branded. It's the magic they get you caught up in, right? Then there was like the food and stuff, right? And this is one report said that a popcorn was $22.
For like a big family bucket?
Just a regular old bucket.
Wow.
They had a shaved ice, so like a snow cone.
Yeah.
$24.
That's ridiculous. That's ice and food colouring. $24.
Now, I know the kids are getting excited because there's ice there, but ice and food colouring, like you said, that should cost a few dollars maximum.
The margin they're making, the profits they're making on that are outrageous, isn't it, really?
Unbelievable. And also, like, you've already spent the tickets and you got to, like, in Newcastle you wouldn't pay parking, but a lot of places you would.
Yeah. I guess what they're really preying on is the pester power of kids, isn't it?
That's it.
And we've seen companies do this a lot in the past, but what they're preying on is the, you know, the little girl, little boy tugging on mum and dad's,
please,
you know.
Please, can I,
yeah, please. I just want a bubble wand. I just want one little bubble wand. And then, one little bubble wand, $55. They have no idea what the value of a dollar is. They don't know that that's outrageous. And so they won't understand that it's not a good investment.
Yeah.
And they'll just whinge and moan. And maybe sometimes it is easier to fork up your 55 than deal with that.
Maybe. But imagine you've got, say, a few kids. They all want bubble wands.
Yeah.
You got the tickets. You could spend $500-$600.
Wow, that's
trying to watch
ridiculous,
a couple of people skate around on ice. Oof. Big.
Yeah.
Big if true.
Yeah, not for me, probably.
UFM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Jess, you mentioned the news, I think in the last bulletin, that the Barbie movie broke all kinds of records at the box office.
Yeah.
Now, were you contributing to said records?
I did contribute to said records yesterday. It was so good.
What was your favourite bit?
Oh.
Or, like, element of it, rather, not, like, moment.
I think just the Barbie Dreamland, how they just incorporated all of the Barbie stuff into the movie. Like, it was just really good.
Now, there's a bit of confusion, I think, from people across the Hunter who are yet to see it.
Mm.
Is this a kids' film or an adult film?
I don't know if kids would understand the plot fully, to be honest.
Right,
like,
okay.
I was wondering what the plot would be. Like, is it literally going to be Barbie and Ken living in Barbie land?
Yeah, hard to drag that out, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, where is this going to go? But the plot was actually really good. I think it's kid-friendly. Like, there's lots of Barbies and clothes and Ken dolls and Barbie dolls. All that fun stuff.
So kid-friendly but targeted adults, you reckon?
I think so.
Right, okay.
Maybe older kids would be okay.
Fascinating.
And get your tick of approval, Jess?
Definitely. I haven't been to the movies in a long time, and I normally fall asleep, and I didn't. So,
ooh,
there you go. Kept Jess awake. That's the ultimate tick of approval, isn't it?
I mean, can you get a more shining endorsement?
Exactly.
You absolutely cannot. Well, there you go. Barbie movie approved by Jess. I'm going to keep you around, Jess, because up next, I need your help. I reckon Crevo's told me a story throughout the weekend. I think he's being a bit of a carrot.
Crevo.
I know.
Me?
Yeah, you, Crevo. I'm going to dig the heel in on the other side of this, and we'll get Jess's opinion as well.
New FM.
Now, Jess, we're going to bring you back in here, because I've got a story that you're going to absolutely love, okay?
Here we go.
Crevo, over the weekend, has revealed something to me which he absolutely shouldn't have, because I'm about to dig the heel in. Basically, you told me, now correct me if any of these details are correct.
I'm listening along.
But you basically told me that you're at the Stag and Hunter with Emmy.
Yeah.
You guys were out for the schnitzel night. So got yourself both a schnitzel respectively with sauce, and which you asked for on the side.
That's right, chips and salad, sauce on the side.
Now, when your meals came out, sauce was not on the side. It was in fact on top of the palmy. So instead of just taking it on the chin like your everyday Australian battler, Crevo, pretty entitled that he is, has decided he's going to make the kitchen work for it and send it back. Not good enough for Mr. Mark Crevo. So back it goes. I reckon Crevo has turned into a carrot. That's my opinion.
Okay. The only detail I'll add here before we get Jess to weigh in is when we ordered it, right, we said specifically, can you make sure it's on the side? Because don't want it poured all over the schnitzel. And the guy said, absolutely, that's how we do it here. No need to, like, make a note in the system or whatever. And then when I went to pick it up, they're like, not a problem. It didn't rattle them at all. Like, this maybe has happened before.
Yeah. Well, I've heard down the rumour mill that there's a bit of a, do you know who I am? I'm Mark Crevo. Yeah, I will not stand for this. This is outrageous. Make me a fresh one right now. That's what
not
I've
true.
Heard.
That is not true. I was like, oh, I did say, can I have it on the side? And they were like, no problems. They were so nice about it. And the food was great, by the way.
Now, if you eat your palmy like a regular human being, or your schnitzel like a regular human being, I assume you just pour your sauce over the top anyway.
You've got that wrong. So you cut it.
Does he, though?
Yeah, he does. You cut it up each piece and you dip it into the sauce so as not to ruin the crispiness.
Oh, God, you're precious. You are so precious. That's unbelievable.
All right, now you've heard all the facts.
You're like a kid asking for it on the side. I can't believe this.
Now you've heard all the facts, Jess. What are your thoughts?
I mean, on the initial story from Stephen, I probably would have would have said you were a little bit of a Karen, but since you added the details that they said that that's how they normally do it and that it's always in a little cup on the side.
Ramekin, yeah.
Then, guys, who stuffed up?
Would
Is
you,
it the new kid? Like,
would you send it back?
Oh, I'd like feel me? Really bad. I don't know if I could.
I was conflicted, but at the end I was like, nah, I want this.
I'm paying for this.
Yeah, exactly. Paying good money, hard-earned money. And I want the meal how I want it. That's how I ordered it. I should get it back, right?
God, this is not helping the stereotype that there's egos in radio. Because you two are just, oh, my God. Well, this is what I want to help, I guess, settle.
Okay.
4967-4105. Do you think Crevo's a Karen? Or do you think he's in the right to send the meal back? Of course, for your contribution to the show today, you can win yourself a car pass to the Hengreeter Drive-Ins. Of course, plenty of great movies on show at the moment. We heard Jess's review of Barbie. That'll be there to see. So plenty of fun to be had. 4967-4105. Do we think Crevo has turned into a bit of a Karen? Or do you think he's in the right?
Okay, we'll get your calls on the air next. 4967-4105, New FM.
And we're asking the question, is Crevo a Karen? After he sent back a snitchel, because the sauce was on top instead of on the side. It seems like an insignificant thing to bother the kitchen about.
No, but we specifically asked for it to be put in a ramekin on the side. Specifically asked for that to be noted down. And they've poured it all over it. Like, say, for example, you ordered a steak and they sent you out a bit of fish, you'd be like, oh, no problems. Stephen doesn't care.
Not the same analogy.
If you see Stephen come into your restaurant, you can just serve him any old stuff and he won't even mind.
That's not true. Now, I think this is ridiculous of a complaint to make. I think you're a bit of a Karen. I look to Jess for some support as well from the newsroom. She's on your side.
Yeah, that's right. So she gets it.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe I'm too new to the industry, too new to the craft, but I just don't seem to have the ego, the entitlement of other radio professionals. That's what I'll say.
It's just about good service. Like, if you order one thing and get another, that's not right. That's not right. I think you should be able to turn it back.
Well, 4967-4105 is, of course, the number we're asking people on. Is Crevo a Karen? Let's first go to Boolaroo. We've got Jason on the line. Hey, Jace.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, do you think Crevo's well within his rights to send it back, or do you think he's a bit of a Karen?
Yeah, no, Crevo's 100% right. If he asked for something and they didn't do it, then he should send it back and say, do it right.
Thank you very much for your support. Very much appreciated. Oh, bit of common sense, and it's good to kick things off that way.
There's some precious people in Newcastle, aren't there?
Jess, Jason, Crevo. At the moment, it's 3-1. I'm just saying, those are the votes. That's how the dice are falling, if you will.
Let's head next to Charlestown. Robbie on the line. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning, boys.
Now tell us, what do you think? Do you think Crevo's a Karen, or do you think he's well within his rights?
Suck it up, Karen. You wanted sauce.
Yeah, he got sauce, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, but I didn't want over it.
He got the sauce. What's your problem?
Yeah, he's so precious. That's what I think. He's like a child having to dip his snitchel in the sauce. Like, unbelievable.
Just because you don't care how your food comes out, just any old way, some people want it a certain way. There's nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't mind it a certain way, but I'm not going to bother the kitchen if they get something so insignificant like that wrong.
That's why I'm spending my hard-earned dollars. I want it how I want it.
You don't work hard for your dollars. That's
crime.
That's a different story, but let's wrap this up. We'll head to Cessnock. Colin on line. Hey, Colin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're very well, thanks. Now, tell us, what's your opinion on this debate?
Look, I think both of you need to be spoken to here. First of all, it's a snitty, mate. For Aussies, it's not a schnitzel. It's a snitty.
Pull him up on that straight up.
Now, look, Credo, you're borderline being a Karen, mate. What happened to her? She'll be right.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Aussie spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, she'll be right, mate.
Okay, well, I don't know. I liked what you were saying about Stephen getting stuff wrong, but I'm not so sure about what you've got there going on.
We'll pass over that. There you go. The people of Newcastle seem to be siding with you.
No, a bit of a mix, really, because Robbie and Colin were sort of on your side.
Is it 3-3 then, is it?
I think it is.
Oh, there you go. We'll never know. We'll never know the solution to this. I just think you're precious. That's my answer.
New FM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, to get you over that, I guess, speed hump that is the mid-year kind of... It slumps a bit, doesn't it, this time of year?
Yeah, that's right. It's cold, it's wet. You know, the last few days have been raining.
And you get yourself into that kind of mundane pattern every day kind of feels the same, every week feels the same. If you want to get away from it all, we've got the perfect opportunity to do so, I suppose, with this Hampton-style beach house for up to 8 people with all the luxuries to make holiday easy, relaxing and enjoyable. Of course, we're giving it away on our website, newfm.com.au. You hit the win tab there.
Click
on
that.
You can find the appropriate competition. Register your details. Of course, you're in the draw for that. Or, of course, you can book it directly at stayportstevens.com.au. Stayport Stevens, holiday memories to last a lifetime.
Next, though, something very exciting happened on Friday night.
Yes,
because
I've buried the lead a little bit here, haven't I?
Yeah, because our very own producer, Scott, well, he joined the Sydney Hotshots for a big performance.
Yeah.
And I am not, I can't, I guess, state how big this is.
Hard to articulate, isn't it?
It's difficult. Listen to me struggling for words.
And that doesn't happen often for you, Crevo.
No.
Normally you're a bit blah, blah, yappity, yappity, blah, blah. But today,
no.
Lost for words.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we'll ask Scott how it all came about, if any job opportunities have perhaps come from it, and how he felt the experience went next. Because, yeah, if you weren't there to see it, it really was an incredible sight.
Is all I have to say.
One you can't unsee. That's a fact. Now, what's the goss up next? Scott, what do you got for us, mate?
Mate, our favourite billionaire is back in the headlines again. Which billionaire? Well, you'll have to wait and see. But he's made a big announcement about the future of one of his programs.
And you're a cagey man. You never give us much, do you?
But, well, on Friday night, you did give us much.
Yeah, maybe a bit too say. Much.
It gave you everything, mate.
The Sydney Hotshots came to the illustrious Mayfield Hotel.
Yes.
And we all went upstairs for the event and, wow, a big crowd was in there getting ready for it all, and there was a lot of anticipation in the room, wasn't there, Stephen?
Yeah, well, it was an excited crowd as well. I feel like an opportunity for them to let loose a little bit and decompress after a tough week and just enjoy a bit of a spectacle.
That's right.
Now, this spectacle included, as we teed it up, you know, the week prior, a little dance, a little show.
A bonus.
Show from our own producer, Scott. So you got involved.
I did.
I might have to say, a very impressive job.
I was blown away, firstly, by your dance moves, charisma, and just general showmanship.
Oh,
it was impressive.
Well, that's it. I'm not sure what I was expecting, but it wasn't to that caliber.
Matt, no. it was a simple get up on stage, rally up the crowd a bit, take the jacket off, throw it in the audience, take the shirt off, couple of behind the heads, and then we called it a day after that one. It was a bit of fun.
There was more to it than that. You were swinging that shirt around.
I saw the crowd.
I saw twerking at one point.
Yeah, we tried to do a bit of twerking.
I was tried and succeeded.
I was hoping to try and get my Instagram handle out there, but didn't get that far.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, do it now. Now's your chance. What is it?
At Frapples and Oranges. Go on, give me a follow.
There you go. Selfless plug. Now, me and Crevo both thought you did a very good job, but unfortunately we're not the ones in power to give you future opportunities with the Sydney Hotshots. Have you heard any news? Have they offered you a job since?
They haven't, but what's funny is that we're the Sydney Hotshots, obviously from Sydney. They're based in a part of Sydney where I grew up, and so I built that connection with the MC for the night, so
yeah.
Hopefully there could be something teed up there.
Now, I do believe you've got his phone number.
I do.
No worries, because we've got him on the air right now. No, I'm only joking. I mean, if you were offered an opportunity to do, say, the Newcastle shows whenever they came to town, would you do it?
Absolutely, mate. Couple of extra big ones in the back pocket. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, after that...
What about money?
Yeah, that's... Well, after that performance, you can demand pretty much any price you want.
I think he'd have to be the best paid.
Doing a hard job articulating this. So for those who haven't seen it, who weren't there, obviously, at the Mayfield Hotel, you can see the video on the New FM Facebook page. We've got it up there of Scott doing his performance. Before we let you off the hook here, Scott, how many times have you watched the video?
Be honest. Minimum 10. Well, I had to show mum and dad. I had to show my girlfriend. It was my grandmother's birthday over the weekend. It came out in the restaurant. Mate, there's 200 views on the video, minimum 20 of them are me.
Yeah,
and it's gone from 10 to 20 so quickly. I think it's more.
It is as well.
New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
New FM.
All right, some billionaire and some change to his product is all we got in the tease.
Oh, that's it. That's it, gents. Well, Elon, back in the news again because it's floating about that he's changing the Twitter logo.
Yes, I've heard about this. He's getting rid of the bird.
He's getting rid of the bird and he's replacing it with a letter of the alphabet. And I'll let you guys have a punt as to what you reckon it is.
I actually have seen this floating around this morning. He's changing it to X.
Is
that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got SpaceX. He's got his son. Oh. One of his sons is named XAE or something.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
He's redirecting the website X.com to Twitter.
And it works. I checked out this morning.
It works. Yep. He's real going hard on this one. He just wants to dominate that 24th letter of the alphabet.
Here's the thing, though. If I think this is going to be another nail in the coffin of Twitter.
Oh, you reckon? It's done.
Why would you get rid of... Twitter is such an established brand.
It's so iconic, isn't it?
It has so much value in itself.
Yep.
It's as if he wants to lose his full investment. You know, he invested how many billion dollars in this?
Yeah.
And he's already like half the value. He's lost... It's more money lost than almost any time in history.
See, what I think is great about the release of Threads, so the Twitter killer app that Mark Zuckerberg put out as part of Facebook, is that people were using Threads the exact same way they use Twitter, because it is the exact same. But rather than saying like, oh, I'm going to share the thread, they go, I'm going to retweet the thread. So you're still using the Twitter terminology on its competitor because it is such a good brand.
And it's so, ingrained in our mind, isn't it? Yeah.
And he's getting rid of it. He's changing. He's getting rid of the bird. And by today, he's announced that by later today, there's going to be like a... sort of a sample of what the X will look like up on Twitter. So watch this space.
I think, and this is all speculation, no evidence behind this claim at all, but I reckon like the board of directors at Twitter are absolutely scratching their heads and they're looking at legal actions on how they can like cut Elon out, because he's actually caused them a lot of trouble.
Absolutely.
Like, all he's done since he's come in is just send Twitter down the drain, essentially.
Costs so much money.
They'd be looking, how do we cut him out? How do we get him out of all the decision making? How do we just, we'll take your money, thanks for the investment, leave the decision making up to us, is what I imagine's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah. Absolute drama, for sure.
Yeah, so watch this space in terms of Twitter. The other news circulating today, gents, is that on Friday, like Lizzo's in the country, she performed at Sydney last night, Kudos Bank Arena.
Yeah, and she's at Splendor as well, I think.
And she's been doing Splendor in the grass. And so she did Splendor, and then on her Friday set, a fan has asked her to sign her butt and will get it tattooed.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit of fun.
That is a bit of fun.
So apparently Lizzo was a bit taken aback and then went, oh, swearing, let's do it.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Got up on stage, the chick bared all in front of everyone, and then she signed away.
So what was the fan holding up a sign, Lizzo, please sign my butt?
Yeah.
Basically that crude. And Lizzo went, yeah, go on.
Well, I'm making it PG. Right, more crude than that. Lizzo's going, yeah, let's up you get. Just rogue. Why would you do that?
Well, the only way you could justify it as well is then to get the tattoo. Because otherwise you're not allowed to wash your butt. That stinks. Like, you got to... The only way you can keep it immortalized and keep it forever is...
You have to do it straight away, too.
Mm-hmm. You basically would have... Yeah, well, you'd be all sweaty at Splendor. Probably wouldn't... Like, the pen probably wouldn't stick that well, write that well. You have to go, yep, I'm getting the first cab out of here.
Let's
go. Closest tattoo parlor. Well, there'd probably be heaps of tattoo parlors in Byron, I imagine.
Oh,
well,
definitely.
I reckon there'd be a couple of the old makeshift tattoo guns hovering around Byron Bay as well. You could use one of them.
Yeah.
Or
that's
hygiene.
A terrible idea.
Not out of character for Byron, I wouldn't say.
No, not at all.
You're right. I think there's a bit of that floating about.
Well, thanks for that, Scott, keeping us up to date. And, of course, Lizzo, some of the shows she's done, apparently amazing. My friend went and said it was incredible for the Sydney one.
Can't believe I missed it out. Well, there's another one tonight, isn't there? Another Lizzo show tonight, I believe. Mm. Yeah, she performed last night at Kudos, and I think she's performing again tonight at Kudos. So
just killing it.
Maybe if you can get a ticket and last minute you want to spontaneously go.
And invite Stephen.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a post.
New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, Krivo, I've mentioned a few times throughout the show, but my folks were here over the weekend. It was lovely to see them.
Excellent.
And you and Scott got the chance to meet them as well on Friday night.
Very nice.
So we went to Bar Soleil on your recommendation for some gorgeous pizzas, right?
Yeah.
Now, you said that these are some of the best pizzas in Newcastle,
that's
right?
That's my opinion. Yep.
And I thought they were outstanding. I thought they were really, really nice. Mm. But less than 48 hours later, when we had dinner last night at the Amstown Bowls Club, my dad got a pizza from there and reckons it topped it.
Really?
Reckon better than Bar Soleil.
So, what do you... Amstown Bowling Club, ABC.
The ABC, yeah.
Yeah, what was his choice?
He got, like, it was one of their house specials. They've all got flashy names these days.
Yeah.
But basically, it was a pizza with the lot, a Supreme-type job.
Okay.
So I had, like, all the, you know, the bacon and the mushrooms, olives. I think there was pineapple on there as well. Controversial.
Now, you had a look at it. What was the... Or did you try it?
I didn't get a chance to try it, no. So I can't give you my assessment.
Right. But all his was...
All I could do is tell you he had a pizza at both, and he reckons that the ABC's topped it.
Now, we were in a bit of a rush. Do you reckon that affected it? Because we had to get to the Sydney hotspots.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there's some factors. We've only got a very small sample size here. One pizza at each joint. You know,
I'm going to have to try it, though, because, you know, if it's better, I got to know.
Yeah, well, that's it. You got to be the man. You've got a reputation as a food connoisseur around Newcastle, Crevo. You got to keep that up.
I've got to check it out. I don't think I've eaten there. So there's a bit of homework for me. Thanks for that.
So
you wake up with the Novos here on 105.3 New FM.
Crevo, bringing you a social dilemma, one that's gone absolutely viral on all the socials, TikTok in particular. And it comes from a group of friends somewhere in the States. You can only tell from their accent. You can't really. It's not disclosed. Yeah, not disclosed in the video at all. But basically, there's a group of them out, 8 in total, and they're out for dinner. And it's revealed throughout the video that they're out for dinner to celebrate one of the members' birthday.
Right.
So very lovely. Obviously, she's gathered all her friends and she's gone, you know, like, here we all come and celebrate my birthday together, out for a nice meal.
Sounds great.
Gets to the nitty-gritty of the night where, of course, the bill comes out. And people start looking around and they go, all right, well, there's 8 of us. How are we going to split this? And, you know, discussion starts coming. Do we split it equally? Do you pay for what you ordered? All this sort of stuff. And then they decide they're going to split it equally. The easiest way, the most sensible way.
Makes sense.
Just split it 8 ways, you know, in 8 equal parts, and then we'll be done for the night.
Done.
Birthday girl arcs up. Oh, no, split it 7 ways. I'm not paying for my birthday. It's my birthday. I shouldn't have to pay. So she's asking all her friends to burden her meal because it's her birthday and she's decided that she's not going to pay for it.
See, I think if you invite your friends to the party, you've got to pay your share, I think.
Is that your natural feeling?
If you invite the people, then I would just pay. I'd just offer to pay. If they jumped in and covered it, maybe I'd like, all right, fair enough. But if your friends set it up for you, then you're off the hook because it's sort of their idea.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, I guess the real question is, should you have to pay on your birthday? Now, I think if your friends offer to pay, absolutely fair game. No, you know, you shouldn't have to pay for your birthday.
Ever.
Regardless. Yeah, ever.
Ever.
Yeah, maybe that's a bit entitled. Maybe that's a bit, you know. But, like, I know for a fact I always offer to pay on other people's birthdays.
Sure.
So it's not too much to ask for the same in return, I don't think. And at the end of the day, if everyone just pays for everyone else's birthday...
You'll get one in the end.
Yeah, that's true. Guess what, Crevo?
Everyone's got one.
Everyone has a birthday. So, like, if everyone just gets a free meal once a year, then it all equals out. And, you know, Bob's your uncle. We're all happy.
That's so true. I guess what we want to know here, 4967-4105, is there anyone out there who thinks, you know what, you should have to pay for your own birthday? Like, you definitely have to.
Well, I guess that is the question, isn't it? Do you have to pay for the meal on your own birthday? Yes or no? It's a real simple one. And, of course, for sharing your opinion on the air today, you can take out, maybe for your birthday, if it's coming around the corner, you and your friends with a car pass to the Hen Greater Drive-Ins. Of course, plenty of great movies out at the moment. We're talking Oppenheimer. We're talking Barbie. Mission Impossible's out at the moment.
Beautiful.
Plenty of great flicks to see with you, the friends, the family. 4967-4105. Do you have to pay for your own meal on your birthday? Yes or no? It's basically the crux of what we're asking here.
We'll get your calls on the NX, New FM.
And debate raging on the internet at the moment, Crevo, because video's gone viral, particularly on TikTok, of a group of friends arguing about the bill at the end of the night, of course, have gone out for dinner, and it's revealed throughout the video that they're out for dinner celebrating one of their friend's birthday. So the bill comes out, there's 8 of them in total, and someone suggests, let's split it 8 ways. The easiest way, you know? Let's just split it 8 ways. No dramas. Birthday girl chimes in and goes, split it 7 ways. I'm not paying for my dinner on my birthday, which is been met with various comments. Some people saying, you know, oh my God, how entitled are you? This is ridiculous. Other people saying, of course, you know, it's your birthday. It's the one day it's allowed to be all about you.
Not everyone is made of money though. So, you know, if you, like, not everyone can, say, afford to pay extra for someone's birthday.
Oh, but even if you're out for dinner and say your meal costs $40, split across seven other people, that's, what, like $5 each or something they got to pay.
Every bit counts, Stephen. Not everyone's on the good wicket like you.
But, like I said to you, everyone gets a free dinner at the end of the day because everyone has a birthday, if that's the system we implement. Anyway, we've decided to let the people of Newcastle settle this debate for us because...
Once and for all.
Obviously, a bit of a grey area. And we'll start this debate with Tracy in Islington. Hey, Tracy.
Hey.
Now, tell us, what do you think about this?
If you're with your friends, you pay for your own meal, but if you're with your family pays for it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, yeah, okay, that's good. All right, one for team, you need to pay for your own birthday, unless it's family.
Yeah, there's obviously so many different layers to this argument, isn't there?
Oh, it's like an onion.
Yeah.
Lovely onion.
All right.
Chomp in, Tony Abbott.
All right.
Raymond Terrace up next. It's Melissa. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. What are your thoughts on this?
Look, I take lots of people out for their birthday and I never make them pay because it's their birthday. It's my gift to them. So I would say that you don't have to pay for your dinner on your birthday.
And right. do these friends...
If you get taken out, like, yeah. That's them taking you out for your birthday. So, yeah.
It's a gift.
Well, do you find that these friends tend to extend the olive branch back to you and pay for your dinner?
Oh, look, I think if everyone goes out, like the person, like someone should pay for the birthday, everybody else pays for their own. Like, yeah. But the birthday person themselves should, yeah, like it's a gift.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Mel on that one.
All right, wrapping things up, heading to Cardiff up next. Good morning, Katie.
I'm bloody triggered, Novos. Bloody hell. My birthday's on Boxing Day. It's never reciprocated because it's surcharge and they're not open. So pay your own bloody meals, you bastard.
All right, Katie, go bang.
Fighting words because you've never been treated. Is that it, isn't it, really?
That's it. I just treat myself all the time.
Well, if you can't, you know, if you can't trust yourself to look after yourself, you can't trust anyone, can you?
So true.
Katie's gone absolutely bang.
Fuming.
Well, there you go. If you do know Katie in Cardiff, maybe just, you know, extend the olive branch and just maybe a couple of days after her birthday, a couple of days before, someone take her out for dinner. She's
I know. Clearly. I know.
In a place of pain.
Even just randomly, because she deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely, she does. Anyway, that's us done for the first day of the week.
I know.
Powering through. We'll be back
good.
Tomorrow, of course, for your Tuesday morning. But before we go, let's send someone off to the drive-ins, of course, and Greeter. Of course, you get a car pass there. I reckon we send it to Ellen in Maitland.
There you go. All yours. Enjoy, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
I'll see you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.